In response to a growing protest among National Football League players against racial injustice, Commissioner Roger Goodell, in a rare move, apologized on the league's behalf for not listening to players.
We, the National Football League, condemn racism and the systematic oppression of Black people. We, the National Football League, admit we were wrong for not listening to NFL players earlier and encourage all to speak out and peacefully protest. We, the National Football League, believe Black lives matter. I personally protest with you and want to be part of the much needed change in this country.
The apology came seasons too late for Colin Kaepernick, who was effectively shunned by NFL teams after taking a knee in protest during the playing of the national anthem. It was also a moment of irony in sports history because the NFL was the first, after World War II, to cross the color line in major professional sports, along with the newly formed All-American Football Conference. In 1946, a year before Jackie Robinson trotted onto the field for the Brooklyn Dodgers, the Los Angeles Rams signed African-Americans Kenny Washington and Woody Stroud, two former teammates of Jackie Robinson when he played football at UCLA. The signing took place after Dan Reeves, owner of the Cleveland Rams, decided to move his team to Los Angeles, even though they had won the NFL championship in 1945. Reeves was well aware that the AAFC was placing a team in Cleveland for its inaugural season and decided to move to the potentially lucrative market on the West Coast. He encountered a major problem, however, when city officials told him that his Rams couldn't play in the Los Angeles Coliseum, funded by white and Black taxpayers, unless he integrated his team. In reaction, Reeves signed Washington and Stroud. At the same time that Reeves signed Kenny Washington and Woody Stroud to play for the Los Angeles Rams, Paul Brown, the newly hired coach for the Cleveland entry in the AAFC, was fielding a team that would become the Cleveland Browns. He told reporters that I want to be what the New York Yankees are in baseball. He would achieve that goal by winning the AAFC championship in all 4 years of the league's existence, and the NFL championship in 1950 when the Browns moved to the NFL along with the Baltimore Colts and the San Francisco 49ers. But in the process of building one of the most dominant teams in NFL history, he also became Pro Football's Branch Rickey. In fielding a team, Paul Brown relied heavily on signing players that he had coached at Ohio State before the war and at the Great Lakes Naval Training Center during the war, including the legendary Lou Groza, and African-Americans Bill Willis and Marion Motley. The signing of Willis and Motley in 1946 was an important moment in sports history because it likely hastened, along with the signings of Washington and Stroud by the Los Angeles Rams, the post-war integration of Major League Baseball in 1947 and the National Basketball Association in 1950.
Before Jackie Robinson, there was Kenny Washington.
When Kenny Washington set foot on the UCLA campus, he was already a star.
He could do everything.
Marion Motley.
He was just a man among boys.
The guy like that coming through the line and scares you.
Bill Willis.
Bill was a great player.
His style was giving all out effort all the time.
And Woody Stroud.
He had the reputation of being the perfect physical specimen.
The towering Woody Stroud played only one season with the Rams and eventually pursued a film career, often playing a supporting role in John Ford Westerns. Kenny Washington was an outstanding halfback with the Rams, but struggling with injuries, including bad knees, he lasted only 3 years with the Rams. The Browns' Marion Motley and Bill Willis, however, would go on to become two of the most dominant players in NFL history. Playing both ways, as an offensive guard and middle linebacker, called middle guard at that time, Willis, after playing for Paul Brown at Ohio State, signed as a free agent with the Browns. In his 8-year career with the Browns, from 1946 to 1953, he became an All-Pro on both sides of the ball and was elected to the Hall of Fame in 1977. Marion Motley, a powerful running back with a reputation for running over tacklers, played for Paul Brown at Great Lakes before signing a free agent contract with the Browns. Beginning in 1946, he led the Browns in rushing for 5 straight seasons, and in 1968 became the second African-American, after the Giants' Emlyn Tennell, to be elected to the Hall of Fame. While the NFL struggles today to find a unified voice in speaking out against racial injustice, it might be the right moment for the league to remember and honor those African Americans who preceded Jackie Robinson and the post-war integration of American sports. Those forgotten pioneers paved the way for generations of African Americans in the NFL, including those willing to risk their careers by taking a knee in protest. This is Pete Peterson for WSIU Radio.